I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Mayhem in the aftermath of a rocket attack fired from Yemen that landed in Tel Aviv, according to the Israeli military. At least 16 people were injured. Houthi rebels later reported airstrikes in Yemen's rebel-held capital, Sana'a. The U.S. claimed responsibility for the strikes there and said it targeted Houthi facilities. The attack on Tel Aviv came days after Israeli airstrikes on Sana'a and the port city of Hodeidah in response to attacks on Israel. The Houthis for months have targeted Israel in solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza. Inside Gaza, the latest Israeli strikes killed at least a dozen children as the war with Hamas continues into a 14th month. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports Ukrainian drone strikes deepened to Russian territory hundreds of miles from the front line.
A video posted on local Telegram news channel Astra, verified by the AP, shows a drone flying into the upper floors of a high-rise building in Kazan. Local authorities have been saying there were no casualties. Flights were halted at Kazan's airport and all mass gatherings cancelled on Saturday and Sunday. Moscow had sent around 113 drones into Ukraine overnight into Saturday, Ukrainian officials say, all of which were shot down or lost, likely having been electronically jammed. Kharkiv's regional governor says 8 people were wounded on Friday night in the drone attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At least 38 people have been killed in a crash between a passenger bus and a truck on a highway in southeastern Brazil. The local fire department, which responded to the scene, said 13 others were taken to nearby hospitals. The bus had reportedly departed from Sao Paulo and was carrying 45 passengers. Authorities said all the victims have been removed from the site. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports on the U.S. budget bill that has been signed.
President Biden has signed a bill that averts a government shutdown. The deal funds the government at current levels and provides $100 billion in disaster aid, along with $10 billion in agricultural assistance to farmers. The deal does not include an increase in the government's borrowing limit, which President-elect Donald Trump insisted on. The House approved the budget by a vote of 366 to 34. It was passed by the Senate by an 85 to 11 vote after midnight. I'm Shelley Adler.
Officials say 38 people are confirmed dead and over 100 missing in Congo after an overloaded ferry full of people returning home for Christmas capsized. 20 people are confirmed to have been rescued thus far. The boat was traveling on the river in the northeast of the Congo as part of a convoy of other vessels. That's according to the mayor of the last town the boat visited. The latest tragedy occurred less than 4 days after another boat in the northeast of the country capsized, killing 25 people. Authorities in Nigeria say at least 13 people, including 4 children, were killed in 2 separate stampedes in the country as large crowds gathered to collect food and clothing items distributed at an annual Christmas event. Police said 10 people were killed in the first stampede in the early hours at the Holy Trinity Catholic Church in an upmarket part of the capital city, Abuja. 3 people died in a similar crash later in a town in southeastern Anambra State at another charity event. Saturday's 2 accidents came days after another such stampede. Albania on Saturday announced a 1-year ban on TikTok, the popular short video app. This follows the killing of a teenager last month that raised fears over the influence of social media on children. VOA's Christina Menente tells us more.
The decision comes after a 14-year-old schoolboy was stabbed to death in November by a fellow pupil. Local media had reported that the incident followed arguments between the two boys on social media. Videos had also emerged on TikTok of minors supporting the killing. The ban, part of a broader plan to make schools safer, will come into effect early next year, according to Albania's prime minister. Several European countries, including France, Germany, and Belgium, have enforced restrictions on social media use for children. In one of the world's toughest regulations targeting big tech, Australia approved in November a complete social media ban for children under 16. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.